Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of the Joint Ranch. Covenant provides a place where hip and knee patients come together for pre-surgery educational classes and then reconvene post-surgery for group therapy and rehabilitation. Now here's the host of Faith Matters, Tom McGovern.
Welcome to Faith Matters. This Sunday afternoon, I'm delighted to have as our special guest, Lou DeCamper. Lou, we've known each other for many, many years. It's a delight to have you with us on our program this Sunday afternoon. You were born in Lubbock, Lou.
Yes. It's always been my home.
For several years.
Yes.
Through many decades, shall we say?
Yes, we can say it. I'll say it. September the 28th, 1928.
Almost 90 years.
Well, let me have another year or two for that.
Lou, before we came on the air with Chuck Luck, our distinguished producer, we were talking about your family background. Your dad was Dr. Sam Dunn, renowned physician in Lubbock, and you said that his father was a circuit rider. Tell us a little about that.
All right. He was a circuit rider for the Methodist Church. He was very strict, Daddy always said. But not as strict as his mother was. And they lived wherever he was called. He went by horseback. I guess really horseback was the way he traveled around. But Daddy lived in a lot of areas, small towns all over the state. I was a baby when he died. My mother always said he would sneak away from Mama Dunn and come over and hold me. That's really all I know about him.
And then on your mother's side, you're connected with the Matador Ranch.
Yes, my grandfather, his name was James Rufus Moore, everybody called him Roof, decided that he had too many relatives in North Carolina, and he and a younger brother left and began the walk to Texas. They didn't know what disease he had had, but we would say polio today. And he walked with a limp, and he had that limp all of his life. But he ended up at the Matador Ranch as a cowboy.
So this is your fair land, and this is the land of your ancestors. And, of course, you have been such a distinguished and wonderful member of our Lubbock community of philanthropists, and in every way, as far as I'm concerned, committed to the life and the well-being of Lubbock. As you remember the old days in Lubbock, what special memories do you have?
Well, I remember many of them, particularly from stories that I heard from my parents. And then I remember the time we lived on 18th Street. And I was not very old then, but that was at the time that the Lindbergh baby was kidnapped. And after that, Mother decided we needed bars on the upstairs windows and things like that. And we had cactus plants out in the front. And I remember riding my tricycle and falling into one of those cactus, how it hurt and everything. I had a younger sister at that time. This was kind of the terrible drought time with the blowing sand and all this and that. And there was no way to keep it out. Well, she developed what they call dust pneumonia. There was a doctor here, Dr. Mansell. He was a radiologist. Of course, this was before the days of sulfur or any type of drugs you could give for it. He gave her massive doses of radiation that got rid of the pneumonia, but I think in her later life, that's probably why she developed breast cancer without any medication as we know it today.
As you remember your work, as your dad's work as a doctor, as a physician, what do you remember from those days?
I can remember hearing a lot of conversations at the dinner table between Mother and Daddy and how someone may have paid him with a ham or something like that. Everybody was having financial difficulties then.
especially during the Depression, and barter was a very honorable way of paying for one's.
And I remember learning at a very young age. This is when we had moved to another house. I couldn't talk on the telephone because Daddy was a doctor and patients might be trying to call him. Everybody didn't have phones. Some people had party lines, and we had only three numbers to call, like 555. And I've forgotten who that number used to belong to, but I don't know why that made an impression on me, 555, and I just remember that.
Compared to modern teenagers with their cell phones and their computers and the whole world at their fingertips, shall we say.
When I grew up, I went to Dupree because that was closest to where we lived. And Lubbock didn't have very many schools then.
Population of Lubbock would have been about probably around 30,000 in those years. I'm sure some of our listeners will correct us if we're wrong, but it was a small city. And of course, with your dad as a physician, he was on calls around the clock, I imagine.
Daddy had a tremendous sense of energy, and he actually ended up in Lubbock to do residency with Dr. Wagner. And Dr. Wagner was a very old-school German doctor. He learned to work extra long hours when he went through that period of time.
Where did you go to high school?
Let's see, I graduated in 1946. Lubbock High, one high school.
What do you remember of your high school years?
They were a lot of fun, but I didn't have real close friends because by that time, we had moved out on 19th Street. It seemed like it was called in the country. Now it's not that. It wouldn't be considered that at all. And then because I was the oldest in the family, mother was having some heart problems, and I got my driver's license at 14. And I was very lucky. The patrolman that gave me my license was a patient of Daddy, and he'd tell me, now turn a little more this way, parallel parking. It's always been a challenge. And he said, now turn a little this way and that way. But I had the responsibility of taking my sister and my brother to school.
Lou, we'll take a short break and then we will continue our wonderful conversation. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters this Sunday afternoon. I am delighted to have as our special guest my dear friend Lou DeKemper. And Lou, what happened after high school?
Well, after high school, it sounds like I was just kind of floating around going to different schools. I went first to Hockaday Junior College. I wanted to go east to school, and it was a little bit too liberal for my parents. And I went to Hockaday in Dallas, and that was the next to the last year they had the junior college. And they had a lot of hazing going on there, and I thought that was ridiculous and childish. So the next year, I didn't lose any hours, but I transferred, and I went to Randolph-Macon. And I found out there they had hazing also, but there it was the seniors with the sophomores and the juniors with the freshmen. But I learned to ignore it. And I had a single room with a crack in the window, very cold. And we had this very interesting growth experience for me because I had not been exposed to girls from all over the United States. It was quite interesting.
Of course, you've always been open-minded and willing to learn and to search and to find new things. So this was the early introduction to different points of view, shall we say.
Yes, it really was. And I took, of all courses, botany. and they'd never heard of a tumbleweed. And I can remember Mother got this big cardboard box and mailed me the tumbleweed. It actually arrived to Lynchburg, Virginia, without being crushed or anything. The teacher never heard of a tumbleweed either. And so I said, well, that when the wind blew, we had a lot of those, if it's a dry spring particularly. Then after that, I went to the University of Texas. It's really interesting. I didn't lose a single hour transferring from any school.
From Hockaday back to Lynchburg and then back to Austin.
And then to Austin. I enjoyed Austin, but then my sister decided to go to Colorado College, which is the oldest school west of the Mississippi. And it's a small liberal arts school in Colorado Springs. I said, I like the looks of it because I love the mountains. And I said, Daddy, do you care if I transfer? He said, this is the last time. And it was. And of course, I got a degree in history, which you can't really make a living doing anything with if you don't have a teacher certificate. But I loved history and I still love it. And I inherited that, I think, from my father. Mother, it was really interesting to me, the education she and her three sisters had at Matador, which is a very small town. In their high school, they took courses like paleontology. They had languages to learn. And she was valedictorian. And Aunt Grace, her younger sister, when she graduated, the next year was salutatorian. They just had a wonderful education that you think that maybe our schools are missing something now.
It's amazing that they had paleontology and the languages at Matador in those early years. That's absolutely fascinating, almost bewildering. You compare it to some of the modern education, and this was really classical in the best sense of the word. So you were a traveler in your earlier years from college to college. Then when you finished with your degree in history, what happened after that?
Well, my father said I was going to learn to keep books. And so he sent me to a CPA, and I learned how to keep books, basically, and how to do payroll and how to do that, all types of business.
And when did Ray come on the scene?
Actually, my father met him first at a meeting. And when your father tells you that he's met a nice young man he'd like for you to meet, that doesn't always go over very well. But he came by the office one day to meet me. And at that time, I was wearing another young man's pin. I kind of liked Ray, too, from the very beginning. So we met and married in 3 months.
I have the fondest memories of your husband, Ray DeCamp.
Thank you.
He was, both of you together were such a force in the city, and especially for caring for people, for reaching out, for sharing what you had with others. I want to share this. I was in El Paso one day. I heard that Lubbock was going to have the food bank, and they mentioned both of you by name. Among the many contributions you have made to this community, I think the food bank must be one of the most outstanding.
Well, I always feel that the way it happened was meant to be. Ray had served on a city committee for 2 years. You know how committees work. They'll make all plans, no action. And so he said, Lou, I'm just going to take it on myself to visit food banks in the area and see what we can do. He went to several of the places that were large enough to have food banks. And he came back and he said, this is what we're going to do. And at that time, Carolyn Lanier had retired from her job at the city. And he said, I'm going to give Carolyn a call tonight and see if she would be the manager of the food bank. She was just unbelievable in what she could do and her creativity. And she got where, well, the highway patrol or people would call her if there'd been a wreck. They would rush out and pick up, like one time it was a whole load of potatoes. Well, the only thing they had to put the potatoes in, someone had given them red pantyhose. They picked up the potatoes and then stuffed them in the pantyhose. I mean, Carolyn always had adventures and always created them. And people liked her. And she is a wonderful person.
We are forever grateful to you as a community for what this food bank has done and continues to do.
Ray was always so proud that the food bank didn't accept government help because the people of Lubbock in the area are very generous. He wanted it to be a local thing. And it's a shame that there is this much need. I guess it's a way of life.
And it's a wonderful contribution, a wonderful way of being God's children to feed the hungry. I think it's one of the most noble things we can do. We will take a short break, Lou, and then we will be back to continue this fascinating conversation. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm so delighted this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest, Lou DeKemper. And Lou, as you look over the art scene in Lubbock, the music, theater, what comes to mind for you as you see what we're doing today?
I go back in time when we only had the Lubbock High Auditorium to attend. And I can remember when the Lubbock Symphony got started. Our special entertainers would come. Mother always insisted that the three of us attend. Sometimes it was dragging my brother there. He wasn't as interested in it as Sammy and I were. But I think about those days and then realize how much has happened in Lubbock in those days. And all of the dedicated groups of people that are supporting each. I think about Louise Underwood. Her interest in it. There are a lot of people who have been involved in the arts. Suzanne Aker, beginning with the ballet. And we've had some very wonderful people who had the courage to begin, and the people have been generous in financially helping support them.
The Buddy Holly Center for the Performing Arts, which is a dream come true for so many people.
And I think it's going to be a wonderful addition. And then I remember with the opening of the Civic Center, what that has meant. It's just been remodeled and redone, and it's constantly has something going on there.
Magnificent contribution from Texas Tech.
It's been amazing to me what the College of Visual and Performing Arts has been able to do. Margaret Talkington was always a great supporter of the arts.
As you have been, too, so I'd like to acknowledge your part in it, too.
Well, when you have three aunts who lived in Lubbock and taught music, one voice, one violin, and one piano, you kind of had to do it. And poor mother used to have to spend a lot of Saturdays driving us back and forth to lessons. My brother always had the system. She'd have to take him. And my Aunt Myrtle was his teacher. But he figured out if he said he needed to use the restroom, he could stay there a long time. And his 30 minutes lesson was
over. Well, it was shortened considerably.
Yeah. And the museum has done wonders to create an interest in a lot of things. And I'm so pleased what the Museum Association is doing now with all of the collections and the wonderful speakers they're having. Now we have a lot of work going on in the library, wanting people to get involved and coming to it and realizing through the Southwest Collection what a wonderful job is being done.
You've made such a contribution to the life, to the civic, and to the cultural, spiritual life of the city, and we're forever grateful to you for that. And then, of course, from your dad's early days at West Texas Hospital, and then the growth of the hospitals, the medical school, the health sciences, UMC, Covenant. It's a flourishing city with a great soul and a great spirit, I think.
I do have my concerns about how much more Lubbock can grow without a serious water problem and electric grid problem.
Tell us about that, Lou.
I don't say we all realize that we live in a semi-arid land and that we're going to have really bad years of drought. And I don't mean to be a pessimist, but I think we have to be aware of these years, be extra conservative. I wonder sometimes how much more Lubbock can grow, still have adequate water, electricity, other needs that we might. And I really see challenges in the way a lot of the younger people who, if they don't have their equipment with them, we've had employees at a store I used to have that if the power went off, they didn't know how to divide, they didn't know how to write tickets, subtract, multiply, do things that we kind of grew up were required.
But Lou, I think at looking at them, though, in my view of the world as a whole, we live in a world that's growing, still evolving, and there's spiritual forces within this great world of ours that will guide us, I'm sure, through the challenges.
Ray and I were fortunate to be able to travel a lot. I still travel, but I'm very cautious now. I can remember I would go off when we'd go to a different country, and if our guide spoke English, I would ask them to take me to visit a shaman or a juju man in Africa. I'll never forget the time we were visiting a man that's called Juju, J-U-J-U. He was a Muslim. This was in an African country. I thought I was recording what he said, and I found out later I wasn't. But it was really fascinating to ask him questions, not only about what he used for treating and so forth. I would always end up and say, and where does your power come from? And they would all hold up their hands as if they were relying on a higher power. And I realized it didn't matter what country I went to. When that question was asked, they all would hold their hands up.
And I think that's such a beautiful expression of the world in which we live. We have hope. We have a higher power.
If we don't have hope, what is the purpose of living life? I have to feel that I'm being guided and helped in a lot of things.
And the God and the Holy One of our understanding gives purpose and meaning to us and to our world. There are godly forces at work that guide and protect us. What a beautiful way to conclude this wonderful conversation this Sunday afternoon. Lou, thank you so much for coming to join us and to share with our listeners the history of Lubbock, but also some of your own very beautiful philosophy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of a full range of orthopedic services, including Joint Ranch. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.